Meditation 17. Throw some mercy this way.
My dear Lord Nityananda, there is no one in the past, present, nor shall there be anyone in the future who is more merciful than you. Your mercy goes beyond duty, beyond all rules. It shadows all others' claims to mercifulness. You don't even care who is qualified to receive or who is not. Most saints, avatars, and incarnations place such a price on their blessings, while you scatter yours like seed in the wind. When will that day come when I will catch some of that mercy? Your presence in the universe has broadcast that everyone must have a genuine chance to develop love of God. You have gone to the back of the line to bring the last to the front. To those who were helpless, hopeless, and useless, you have given not only the greatest assistance and encouragement, but also the greatest challenges. Oh, when will that day come when I will catch some of your mercy? Those who have been abused, misused, and refused by all others find great comfort in your shelter. You're expert at increasing even the most meager of desires for love of God. Your pastimes are so unorthodox that you remind us in a most subtle way to concentrate on the essence and not to be overly disturbed by the form. You throw your mercy at everyone. Oh, when will that day come when I will catch some of your mercy? I see many people suffering, frightened, and faithless. As the original spiritual master, you claim everyone as your disciple. We understand that without the mercy of the spiritual master, substantial advancement is impossible. I appreciate how the beneficent guru is always eager to help his dependents. We are in such need of your assistance and grace. Your mercy is the life force sustaining every living entity. I wait desperately for your mercy, as that will be the first day of my life.